This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set. Correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice daily, 1 hour per broadcast, 10 a.m. Central on Genesis Communications Network and 3 o'clock Central on KWTO. From high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information to our broadcast is on the website. So link to all your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free, so if you need to revisit something that we talk about or contact your instructors, just click on USAprepares.com. And we're now posting up-to-the-minute articles and news stories on the website that we think you should consider reading. USAprepares.com. Converging threats confronted daily by instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. He's producing the broadcast. We've got a full lineup this week. Frank Underhill is going to be with us in a second. Eric Lancaster from Terraganics. You've heard the commercials right here on GCN. He's going to be talking about survival gardening 101 with me. And our senior USA Prepares.com instructor, Matt Stein, is going to be with us this week. Chad Thompson, we're going to be talking about spirulina for survival. Dr. Norman Shealy, our brain surgeon, we're going to take your calls. Dan DeBorn is going to be with us. He's a Bell Labs senior systems engineer, and we're going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation. Milo Carter, we're going to be talking about pathogens. And on Friday, KWTO producer Williams interviews me about my thoughts on survival. What a meetup we had on Friday. Holy smokes. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. John Moore was there. We talked about violent climate change. He captivated everyone for hours. Every seat was filled. You know, we start the meetup at 5:30. People arrive 2 hours early to secure their seat. We filled the front room, the back room. Every seat in the house was taken. We even had six people in a four-person booth. There were 160 of us, students and instructors, on Friday at the meetup. Kevin Robertson was there, Len Pence, Milo Carter, John Reagan, Gary Williams, and some other instructors were there. So it was a wild time. So if you get a chance to come to one of our meetups, if you happen to be in Springfield, Missouri, Friday night, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter's the place. We even had students from Texas show up to meet with us. This afternoon we're going to be talking about Survival Gardening 101 with Eric Lancaster from Terraganics. We're going to talk about inoculating your garden with microorganisms and really making your garden grow. That's this afternoon at 3 o'clock. You can listen on the internet if you'd like. Link on the website. Frank Underhill's with me, CEO of Underhill Securities in Nevada. Hey, welcome, Frank.
Good morning, Vincent. Good to be here.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Fast and furious. We had a good week last week, and I don't know where those days go by, but nonetheless, we're here and got some rest and kick some tires, and here I am, locked and loaded for Monday morning.
Hey, you know, you mentioned kicking some tires. I understand that you went looking at firearms on Wednesday. Tell us about it.
I did, and actually the gun stock we went to where there was that Chippus, I saw their
Chiapa
products at the store. Yeah, Chiapa.
Yeah.
I saw their product at the store there, and I went and tested it out, and I just want to say they're very unique looking, and
there
if you bought one, you'd probably be the only person on your block, or if not your whole neighborhood, with one. And but the price tag on them is not for the faint of heart, but then again, you're probably getting a lot for your dollar.
Now, you're talking about
very accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're talking about the Chiapa Rhino, which is a very unusual looking revolver. Right?
Like a rhinoceros, it is unusual looking, yes. The name suits it.
Yeah, and it's quite accurate, and it does not have the muzzle flip that, a standard 357 or a 40 Smith & Wesson might have. But, yeah, we fired those in Nevada, and I thought it was kind of neat. I really did. I liked it. They're not available everywhere. They're in limited production, and they're a little bit difficult to get, but they are just a fabulous, fabulous weapon. And we had the CEO of JAPA Firearms of America on with us, and he's a good guy. Anyway, gold. Want to talk about gold?
Absolutely. Gold looks like it's breaking out here. I think it was down to 1500 as we've done other programs. And I've been saying consistently that the metal is on a rise. There's a trend developing here. And in my opinion, only when gold failed to break through that $1,500 barrier, that tells me that there's probably quite a lot of support there for it to go nowhere, but for nowhere for it to go but up.
And as my numbers. Mm-hmm. My number shows 1669.50 right now.
Well, it's continuing higher. It went through 1700, and but again, you are looking at there's a saying in this profession: if one gold stock breaks out, it's an anomaly. Two breaking out is a coincidence. Three or more is a trend, and I think we saw that first with the Agnico Eagle hovering in the low 30s. And now it's like over $45. And also, they've announced earnings of $42 million in the last quarter. And that's pretty remarkable considering how weak the price of gold was. So I think you're going to start to see an upward trend in a lot of these issues. And I think it's only a matter of time before the juniors start to materialize. So I think we're in a bullish trend here. And you're looking at new players stepping in. The Russians are stepping in. There was an article I was reading about Russia topping up gold reserves. I was also looking at the Soros Paulson group there buying metal at these levels as well, too. And a lot of countries, too, who buy this, tend to take physical delivery. So it's very encouraging to see it going up. And I know just the activity of my phone has been a little bit busier than normal for the last 4 months as well, too, since the passing of Chapman especially.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Frank, as you look at gold, you've been saying that you think gold is going to go higher. You're absolutely right. Last time you said it was going to move up. It's moving up. Do you have any thoughts about over the next month where it might be going, or do you want to reserve judgment on that?
No, I'm going to be bold here. I think you'll probably see it break past 1770, 1780, probably, by the end of not this month, but probably by next month. And I like to make a prediction of 18 by year's end. The fact of the matter is you're looking at what's going on in Europe. Angela Merkel's calling for more demand on the pigs. And I think that when this constraint happens overseas, you'll start to see the euro start to gain footing here. As we've seen now, it's amazing how the euro sold down to 122. It's up to 1.25, and you see what a 3-cent rise in the euro makes, and you see that compounding into the price of the metal itself, into gold. And and ironically, it's a little premature, but I'm seeing silver break over 30. It's moved over to the $30 range quicker than I anticipated. I always knew silver would have a move, but not this soon. So obviously, these are very hair trigger markets, very sensitive to what goes on overseas, particularly.
Yeah, well, those of us that are silver bugs really like that move. Last time I checked a few minutes ago, silver was 30.98. Good sign. I mean, it was a little disturbing for some of us when it was down in the high 20s, but up almost
mid 20s.
Yeah, Frank, I say on air to people. It gets a little uncomfortable, but if you don't have to sell, absolutely don't sell, because the machine that's working against you and against me is trying to pry it out of our hands at low prices. So the weak sell, the weak hands sell. So hang on, because it'll keep going back up, in my opinion.
I agree. Anyone that is in this kind of realm of investing, whether it's physical or through ETFs or proxies or shares alike, these are long-term investments. And you look at any chart, whether it's in crude or whether it's in silver or gold or copper or zinc, nickel, whatever, the 10-year picture is always on an upward trend. I don't see going down and fading out into oblivion. And basically, when you do buy these kind of investments, you need to tend to stick with them. I'm not into the notion that flipping is the way to go. I've also seen a lot of day traders, get their head handed to them on a platter. If you own it long, you own it, and you just have to ride it out and bank on the management, basically, to grow the company where you derive wealth.
Well, Bob Chapman used to talk about going long for gold and going long for silver, and he used to talk about two things. He would talk about stocks that deal with metals, miners, and he would talk about going long there, and he'd talk about going long on physical. For me, I have no problem with the going long physical. It's because not much can happen if you're willing to ride it out. There's virtually no downside as far as I can tell. Is there a downside? Am I missing something?
Well, if you own physical, you own it. You own it whether it's $30 an ounce or you own it when it's $5 an ounce. It's still in your hands there.
Right.
And so basically, that's a good place to be, And also, too, Vincent, people don't borrow money to buy these kind of in your case, in metals, people own them outright, and it's foolish to be leveraged in physical. Actually, it's foolish to be leveraged in stock as well, too. I don't like any kind of margin activity, but there are people who like it for just that one purpose. But yeah, like the physical, you do own it, and it's there. But also when you want to sell it, that's another issue that, liquidity, finding a dealer to take it off your hands too. So it goes both ways. But when you do own it, you own it. And it's very impressive to own. If you own gold coins, that's very impressive. I just challenge any of your listeners, go look at a Cougar Rand and you see the luster. It's there.
It's there. No question about it. Frank Underhill's with me. Underhill Securities. Frank, I'm going to give out the number for us to contact you if we'd like to when we come back on the other side of this break. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com, Survival Economics. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about survival economics. Frank Underhill's with me. UnderhillSecurities.com, UnderhillSecurities.com. Let me give you his number. If you'd like to contact him after the broadcast, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Frank, you've got a newsletter that you offer for no charge to anyone who wants it, right?
That's correct. Anybody that emails me, I'll put them on my list, and they'll get them off when I'll put it off when they're there, and they'll receive it. And if they have any questions about it or want to talk to me about it, I'm more than happy to answer any questions. That's correct. Yeah, and I also send out research reports on the various sectors that I follow: mining, energy, and Canadian real estate as well, too.
Okay, and no charge for any of that, right?
Zero, not a dime.
Okay, and you can get to Frank Underhill by just going to usaprepares.com. Page one, you'll see him listed at the bottom of the page with all the other instructors. Just click on it, take you right to his website, and you can contact him from there, or you can call him, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. 49. Frank, I wanted to mention something about cattle. There are cattle farmers that borrow money to buy the herd of cattle. And what some farmers do, or some cattle ranchers do, is they've got some land. They may rent the land from another farmer, or they may actually own their own land. And they will borrow money, and they'll buy a herd of cows. And the idea is to buy them small and let them eat the grass. And as they gain weight, sell them at a higher weight. Really simple. Sometimes you lose a cow or two. Sometimes they get lost. Sometimes they wander away. Sometimes they just die in birth and so forth. But the model is based on buying a lower weight cow, fattening him up, and or her, and selling at the end of the season based on feeding them the grass that grows in the fields. Well, that model is kind of broken because the cattle price at the beginning of the season was high. The cattle price now is low. So even if a farmer bought a cow at $2 or a calf at $2 a pound and then wants to fatten it up and sell it, he's probably going to get about $1.18 at the end of the growing season. But the grass wasn't there to grow and feed the cows, so the farmer then had to buy the hay, which he probably was not anticipating. So now they're into thousands and thousands of dollars, maybe $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 worth of hay, maybe more. And then, of course, the minerals and the vitamins and so forth that goes along with raising the cows. And then at the end of this growing season, they're going to get less per pound, and they have to pay interest to the bank that they borrowed the money from to buy the herd of cows. So what we're going to see, in my opinion, is farmers that have lost their shirts, they're going to declare bankruptcy, they may lose their farms. And, and then there's another model. Now, that's the model that I follow, and I don't do that. I use my own funds. I buy my own herd. Actually, I've only done it once. I bought a herd, and I raise my own calves, keep the ones that I like, sell the ones that I don't want, and I just keep building and building my herd. So I don't keep buying fresh calves and selling every one of them. I just keep my own calves and raise them up and sell them when I have an excess. So that's my model. But in my model is not working all that well because I have to buy hay, but at least I didn't have to borrow the money to buy the cows. Your thoughts?
Sounds exactly like a hedger in the marketplace, and I'd go your route because at least your losses are minimized and it's not putting you in complete financial peril. That's probably the way to go. And of course, you'll always have expenses, but if you're like the earlier model about buying at $1.18 a pound and selling at $1 a pound, you're better off just keeping your money in your wallet or going working for somebody else. That is, I never thought of it like that, but,
it's even worse than that.
The right way.
It's even worse than that, Frank, because it was about $2 a pound on the buy side and $1.18 on the sell side. So it's a huge, it's huge. It's devastating. 82 cents difference, on $2. Frank Underhill's with me. USAPrepares.com. We're talking about survival economics. We're going to talk about the price of oil. We're going to talk about the dollar. We're going to be talking about Ben Bernanke. And is he lending money? We're going to talk about Merkel. And we're going to talk about the deadliest city in America, Camden, New Jersey, when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. The summer specials are on at HAJ, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the easy for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, we just heard a commercial for Terraganics. And Eric Lancaster is going to be with me this afternoon. We're going to be talking about inoculating soils for survival gardening. That's this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Eric Lancaster with Terraganics. Frank, I wanted to mention a little bit about the economics of farming. I spent so far this year, I spent half of the gross sales price of all the cows that we sold last year for hay. It's staggering. Absolutely staggering.
If your viewers could see the expression on my face that read staggering. That is too much.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's even worse than that, because the year before, I didn't sell any cows. So basically, what I'm saying is I took 2 years' worth of cattle growth on our farm, and I sold some last year. And of all the cows that I sold for a period of raising them for 2 years, I spent half of that money for hay, just hay. I mean, I'm not talking about vitamins, minerals. I'm not talking about fencing. I'm not talking about taxes. I'm not talking about the tractor, the backhoe, the other tractor, the other tractor, the other tractor, or any of the equipment. I'm just talking about hay. It's unbelievable. So we're going to see a disappearing of the family farm at an increasing rate over the next few years. No question about it. These guys cannot hang on. They just can't do it. Because if they went down to their local John Deere dealer and they looked at that shiny green tractor and they said, yep, I want to get one, and they bought it, if they didn't need it, man, oh man, that's money that they didn't have, in my opinion. Frank, one of the things that we mentioned was Camden, New Jersey, the deadliest city in America, is going to disband its entire police force of 275 cops. And they have had 41 homicides already this year. Their record was 58 in 1995. And the city's police is going to be replaced by the county. And the theory there is to save some money. Now, almost half of the residents are unemployed. And the streets are run by gangs. And they're getting rid of the police force. Unbelievable.
Well, this is, I think, where the Constitution comes into play about a well-regulated militia should, you know, do these duties where you know, the government can't. And I believe that's Article 12, or someone can refresh my memory, but it does state for that, and I think that's why communities need to get together through block watches and you know, just, you know, watch your neighbor, basically, because this is clearly a case where the state government cannot, or the county or the city can't police its own. And, of course, if you have absence of law enforcement, you're going to have, like, you know, targets of opportunity, basically. Be careful.
Yeah, yeah, be very careful. And where I live, right here in the middle of nowhere in Missouri, our neighbors will call us. If they see, hear, or smell something that's not right, they will call. For example, and when I say smell something, I mean if there's smoke in the air and they think that someone ought to know about it, maybe there's a fire that's coming our way, the phones start ringing. And neighbors will hop on their four-wheelers or their trucks, and they'll visit to make sure that we are amassing a force to deal with whatever that threat may be. And I've had neighbors call me saying, hey, you know, there's somebody poaching on your farm. Well, you know, our farm is a mile long, and it's really hard for me to be everywhere. So we have neighbors that will tell me if they, you know, hear a gunshot on our farm that they think we might not have heard. And so, yeah, actually, I guess we do have a unregulated militia right here in this part of the Ozarks.
Well, Vincent, I know we're short for time here, but I just want to say that a Dairy Queen that I frequent got robbed last week, and a guy came in with a samurai sword, and he was a football player in college. And long story short, there was he was trolling the strip mall, found this place, saw a kid behind a counter by himself, unaware his brother was in the back. And long story short, came in, brandished the sword, slashed the cash register. Older brother came out, shot him. Twice, one time to wound him, and I guess there was the anger of getting shot. And then a second shot, he got killed. He just traipsed out of the store holding his gun in, I guess, and keeling over, and his girlfriend was in the getaway car waiting for him. Again, I hope the county doesn't lay charges against this fine young man. And I just want to say, the mother doesn't like talking about it. They're a very religious family, you know, because only as we know, God can take life. But I think there's an angst there with that. But just what it does to a family, what it does to a business, and it's one that I frequent maybe more than once a week, I hate to say. But you can read it, Las Vegas Review Journal, Dairy Queen shooting. You'll see the story there. It's very tragic and unfortunate.
Yeah, Klassen, there's a lot of news on our website, usapreparis.com. So if you want up-to-the-minute breaking news that we think you should consider reading, just go to usapreparis.com. All kinds of news about health, about protecting yourself, things you should do, articles that we think you should consider reading. It's all right there. Frank, oil prices. I'm looking at gas. I got a note from Garland. Garland is a member of usapreparis.com. He attends almost every single meetup every Friday night and has for over a year. And he just sent me an email saying gas price is €1.77 per liter. That's almost $8.50 per gallon in Italy. Wow. How do you deal with that?
Well, we have a tropical storm, Isaac. They shut down a refinery, platforms in the Gulf. You see oil moving up a dollar on that. Fire at a refinery in Venezuela. It shows that these markets are very hair trigger for any disturbance in the crude. And this is why everyone should be paying attention to global events, because a oil strike in Nigeria can boost the price of oil. Any event anywhere, any stoppage, any shortage flow has an immediate impact, short term as it may be, on that particular commodity. And like, no question, we all need cars to drive. We all need to fuel our homes. We all need, factories need it. And again, people should be paying attention to the international, not just national, but international events as well, because it does have an impact on what goes on here. And again, I emphasize, when people do invest, have some energy in your portfolio regardless as a hedge.
And when you talk about that, how would they do that? What are you suggesting?
I like the Canadian energy producers, because that appears to be where the activity is. And people should be paying attention not only if energy, but also, yield and income as well, too, plays into rate of return. People should always have a degree of energy dependency in their portfolios, regardless what oil does, whether it's $16 a barrel or $150 a barrel. You should always own some.
Okay. Let's talk about, Ben Bernanke. Man, what's he up to?
Well, here you have a situation where the Federal Reserve injected a whole lot of stimulus in the economy, and really, what have we got to show for it? We saved all the banks, we saved the insurance, we bought into things that generally the American taxpayer doesn't understand, and yet they don't see it on Main Street. These banks are not lending, clearly, even with the quote on the managed media, they talk about low interest rates, go buy a home. But no one's giving mortgages to buy homes. A lot of homeowners are already underwater. A lot of people have lost their homes. There's very little market for them to lend into, so they just sit on that money and used to make money for themselves, when really, maybe looking back, none of the stuff was really necessary to begin with. There are more people buying homes with 10-15% mortgage rates than there are with this 1% mortgage rate, 2%, whatever it may be, very, very low. But again, when you have low rates, you also show a lot of signs of inactivity in that sector. And I look back and I wonder what all the hoopla was going out and putting all this money into Wall Street. It hasn't injected consumers' pockets. That's one thing I do notice.
Well, I don't know of banks lending very much money, and I don't see – here are a couple of things I don't see, and there are a couple of things I do see. I don't see the United States progressing. It used to be that you would see road crews tearing up roads, fixing bridges, fixing signs. You'd see people putting new roofs on their houses. They'd be sprucing them up. They'd be painting them, re-siding them, doing the things that you do to your properties if you have a little bit of disposable income. I don't see that. I don't see the painting. I don't see the sprucing up. I see lawns that are now weeds. I see hedges and foliage that's untrimmed and shrubbery around houses untrimmed. I see roofs with tarps over them, blue tarps instead of, you know, the traditional roofing material. There are leaks in roofs that people just can't afford to fix, so they throw a tarp over the roof to patch it for a, you know, short term. Are you seeing that also, or is that just me?
Well, because of the lack of rain, we don't necessarily see the tarps here, but you do see a lot of homes in disarray. You see backyard swimming pools that are science experiments, and you do see it. But what we do have here in Las Vegas is, in the city of Las Vegas, they have a brand new illustrious city hall that looks like a museum. You have the make-work project at the airport here for Terminal 3. It looks like a big, long monolith, billions of dollars. You know, maybe long-term it's going to bring in more tourists here. But again, these are all like, you figure out, your listeners can deem who gets the paycheck on those kind of projects. I'll leave it to them to decide.
Well, it's those that are connected to the politicians, I'll tell them. Okay, so Ben Bernanke is not really in the business of lending money. This is, a lot of us think, a sham. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk about the weakening dollar when we come back on the other side of these few short commercial announcements.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. but taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with me, and if you'd like to contact him, you can go to the website, usapreparers.com. And page one, under instructors, bottom of the page, you'll see all of our instructors. You can click on Frank Underhill, get to his website, and you can contact him, or you can call him at 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Frank, weakening of the United States dollar, what's going on?
Well, I think you're starting to see it ebb here a bit. The euro sold down to 122. It's up to 125. The dollar index was 84.5. It's down to 82, 81. And I think you're starting to see, I don't know if it's short term or if it's the beginning of a trend, but you are seeing an abatement here in the U.S. dollar. So gradually you're starting to see money moving out of treasuries into the marketplace. And maybe it's a fleck of hope for, say, people like myself who do want to see a weaker dollar, because I frankly don't see any advantage to having a high dollar. Of course, it makes our products abroad more expensive, and people shy away and look elsewhere. But, you know, maybe it's a ray of hope. It's just an observation.
Okay, silver's up 16 cents since we started the broadcast. It was 30.98. It's now 31.14. As you said, it would move up, and same for gold. Frank, I'm looking at Agnico Eagle made $42 million profit this quarter. What do you think?
I think that's remarkable, considering they've been getting lower metals, you know, lower prices for their product.
How are they doing it?
I got to probably equate it to cutting costs and a beating in mining inflation, basically. But I was actually quite shocked to find out about it. But the price is reflecting it, and perhaps they are getting costs under control. And they were doing this with $1,800 gold, what the earnings would be for it. So it's very encouraging, and I hope that other miners in that sector are taking a lesson from their queue.
Do you think that's going to happen?
It should happen. You look at the big majors like the Rio Tintos and BHP. I was reading an article in the Globe and Mail, I believe, that costs are hindering operations, and but they do need higher prices, and they're generally, you know, more into the copper side of the market. But if they, again, if they can control costs on that scale, I think it'd be really beneficial to the sector, through the mining sector throughout.
In fact, I'd just like to make note of this. I got an email during the broadcast from Garland. He said radioactive cesium is detected in fish caught about 12 miles off Fukushima, over 50 times the allowable limit. Over 50 times the allowable limit. And the allowable limit is way too high. I mean, any radioactive cesium is too much. So over 50 times the allowable limit of radioactivity in fish caught off 12 miles off Fukushima, Japan. Just wanted to mention that. I'm not eating any fish, Frank. None. I'm not buying any fish. I'm not eating any fish. No, I'm not doing it.
Well, again, Vince, I never eat any product, and I'm not a boycotter or a protectionist person, but any seafood where I see comes from, you know, the Far East or these other places, I just avoid off the menu completely. I like locally caught fish, Alaska salmon, Washington State Chinook, coho, sockeye, or halibut. I just stick with product here, as opposed to shrimping and farming and, you know, just I just like locally caught offshore myself.
Frank Underhill. Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. If you'd like a copy of the newsletter, Frank Underhill's newsletter, just go to our website, USAPreparedness.com. Do the contact tab. Send me an email. I'll make sure that I forward it on to Frank. That's the easiest way I can think of to get it to him. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.